Let me take the example that our brother has given and help us to learn the lesson that what happened with Peter at Antioch happened after the meeting of Acts 15. I say that again. What happened with Peter at Antioch happened after Acts 15. So I'm reminded, I must keep near the Lord. If I don't keep near the Lord, the truth of what Peter expressed with the others in Acts 15 later is denied in a very practical way. Now, I want to say this about the teaching of the Apostle Paul, that he often gives us, like he does here, the practice, and then he gives us the teaching that will correct the practice. Do you understand what I'm saying? Here is the practice that we've had. We've looked at it from 10 to verse 14. That is the practice of what was going on. So now I scratch my head and I say, well, listen, Lord, what would you teach me about this practice? We go down into verse 15. Now, I want to point out that he does not say in verse 15, you who were Jews. They were Gentiles. You're going to find in this epistle, we and you all the way through. Because Peter was a Jew. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. What did we say yesterday? Does life come from the law? Never. Is there any provision for what happened here in the law? Zero. The law only points out failure. Who was the law given to? Man after the flesh. The law is not for the spiritual man. The law is for the man in 1 Timothy that is described. And let's read that verse. Beginning of 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1, actually start from verse 6, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law. Listen, understanding neither what they say nor whereof I affirm that that is right. They don't understand either. He says, we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. So you have a right to ask Emil or John or Tony or any of us, what is the lawful use of the law? Here it is. The law is not made for a righteous man. What was I made when I got saved? I was made a righteous man. Well, I see right away that the law was not made for the righteous man. The law was made for the lawless, for the disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners. Well, I see right away, this is what I was. This is my past. And so the law would take one like that and show them, apart from grace, there is no hope for you. The law says, I can't save you. The law says, not only can I not save you, all I can do is point out your faults. I can only point out the mistakes that you make. I can't do any more than that. And so this is why this becomes such a serious problem. Because they were taking the law as a measure of bringing honor to Christ in my life. Look, grace has saved me. Now I'm going to use the law to bring honor to the Lord in some way. And Peter is going to refute this doctrine totally in verses 16, 17, and 18.
And that's really this section where we're going to go into now is going to explain to us there was even a bigger problem than just not the matter of eating. Would it be okay to stand up?
Yep.
And to just sing a couple of verses. And then we're going to go into that section, so you'll be ready for me, because we are going into wonderful, wonderful section of that chapter.